Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes after you've encouraged everyone else, you have to build up enough strength to encourage yourself. And on those days, no one else can learn. I want you to say
this. I need somewhere.
When you're in the storm, sometimes you can't see how you will ever make it out. So when you see the trouble that you're facing, it seems like it will never end. But my faith tells me that the struggle that you're in,
the struggle won't last. It's always
Hello, Blog Talk. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. again with another broadcast. My voice sounds crackly. I think I'm getting over a little slight cold. But as I was doing some research today, the Most High showed me some things that he wants me to show you. And for those of you that are new to the broadcast, I welcome you. I thank you for tuning in. Understand something. You have to become the type that's not personality-driven. Because I always remember how demons operate. You'll hear me talk a lot about demonology and demons on this broadcast, which I want to entitle, The Kingdom of God is Within. The Kingdom of God is Within. Now, I want to say something before I get deep off into this subject. Any fully human being that was created and is a byproduct of the creation of the Most High God of this universe has a living soul. And the Most High said that all souls are his. But see, here's the problem, though. If you reject him and his kingship over your life, his kingdom, see, you can think what you want about me. You may not like something about me, or you may not like something about somebody else. But if you reject the kingship of the Most High for any lame, deceiving, deceptional reason, then he's going to forfeit his ownership over your soul, and he's going to turn you over to darkness, the same darkness that would cause those types of attitude. I want to start out by going to Luke 17. I'm going to talk a little bit about something, the Messiah. And I know that song used the name Jesus. And that was James Fortune. The CD is entitled James Fortune Presents Kingdom Music, Volume 1. I still listen to gospel music. Even though if you listen to previous broadcasts that I made, you know that I don't believe that the Messiah's name is Jesus. And you know why. But it reminds me of, okay, let's say you have a friend and you believe that friend's name is Fred, but Fred never told you that his name wasn't Fred, but you and Fred grew close. Fred didn't tell you his name wasn't Fred, but I'm telling you that his name is not Jesus, but that don't mean you stop believing in the Messiah, this Bible, because I always remember this about the Most High. Yes, the Bible has been tampered with, but he's not going to let it be completely tampered with, because that would go against the justness of his own soul. He's too just to allow people to be completely deceived that easily. He wants you to seek him, and he wants you to allow him to teach you. But he's not going to hold this particular falsehood about some of the names and some of the details that were added to the scripture, Rosicrucian, the Illuminati, and other people throughout the generations of years. He's not going to hold that against you. So don't ever believe, and I'm telling you this, and I want it to go unrecorded. Don't ever try to say that I don't believe in this Bible or the God of this Bible. I believe that the Bible contains the true words of God, but I don't believe that everything that's in here is from God. So let's just put that out there. But I'm talking about the kingdom of this God, the kingdom of the Most High Creator. I don't like to use these names. I use the titles because a demon can't come and say, well, look, he was saying this, he was saying that. They have to look at the understanding that we gain of these words. You got to understand how deception works. Deception works in this fashion. The Most High is going to look at what you could have known. He's going to look at what you know. And he's going to look at how hard you tried to learn. If you have faith in the Messiah of this Bible, that faith can lead to salvation, and probably already has for many people, regardless if you know these things like I do. But once you hear it, he's going to look at what you do with it. So, moving on. In Luke chapter 17, it says, Luke 17, verse, I want to start at verse 20. It says, now having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed. This is the New American Standard Bible. Nor will they say, look, here it is, or there it is. For behold, the kingdom is in your midst. And some translations say, within you. See, he always compared, and he often compared the kingdom to seeds because the kingdom grows. And I want to start out by giving you this verse. The life of the Most High God is in all the living. And I'm going to go to Ephesians, and I'm going to show you what I mean by that. Two different measures. If you're living, like I said, and you're human, he is in you. Not all are saved, and all of us are not saved, but all who have breath have a piece of the Creator. You have to understand that. And believers have to understand that. When we begin to deal with these lost souls, we have to understand that. Now, the book that is named Ezekiel in chapter 18 says, behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sins will die. So in other words, he's showing you that, yeah, I created everybody. But if you come against me, you're going to die. And dying from eternal perspective is not the same as dying on earth. That once you're gone, that's it. No, when you die, when your body dies in this world, you go on to the next world because you were created by a spirit. He just gave you a body. So you don't, your life doesn't cease. So for all of you who think that suicide is the answer, think again. You're going to wake up to a nightmare. You need to learn what I'm going to teach you today and get rid of those suicidal thoughts because you're not releasing yourself from anything if you take your life. That's like giving up on the Most High. Because the kingdom is within. And it depends on what you do. How much of it did you have? And how much of it is utilized in your life? This is why we must repent and be born again. The new birth causes the kingdom to grow. And somebody saying, what is he talking about? I'm going to show you. Just keep listening. And develop within the saved person. When the Most High enters the being of a person, he brings the whole entire kingdom within. He brings the kingdom with him. This is why we must watch what we do and watch what we say, because we either entertain or annoy the whole heavens. When you say, they all watch and they all see it. We like a, where do you think that crystal ball concept came from? We like a ball. The earth is like a ball in the Most High's head. He's a giant. Some people wonder why, how he can see everything and everywhere at the same time. Because he's a giant. The earth is like a little pebble in his hand. So, that's, like I said, that's why we have to watch what we say, watch what we do. People are talking this under grace stuff. We need to watch what we're doing. Watch what you're doing. You can't masquerade. I can't masquerade because he sees it. So, this is also why some people are not saved. They reject being saved. They reject the change that comes with it. So they are on the outside with demons. Remember how the fallen angels were cast out of heaven? You keep listening to them. And that's how you going to be. Remember, he said the door going to close. He going to say, I know you're not. See, some of y'all being deceived. You think you can reject him. You think you can reject his people. You think you can reject learning and anything that deals with the spiritual. And then he's going to welcome you with open arms. That's what those demons want you to believe, because you got to understand about the forces of, they believe, even though they're foolish, they believe that they're going to win, and they believe that their kingdom is the chosen kingdom. So they'll deceive you into thinking that you can do whatever you want, and you'll be a part of the kingdom. Yeah, you'll be a part of their kingdom, not the kingdom of the Most High God. Demons always deceive. They have the power to bring earthly deceptions. People think because they have more from an earthly standpoint that they are blessed. But if you are not a born-again believer, then you're merely deceived. Because I guarantee you, you ain't going to be spending them dollars in the eternal realm. You ain't going to spend no dollars in hell. They have no value. Because those same spirits that's deceiving you, they got their head down in the dumps right now. I guarantee you, right now. The fallen angels that came to the earth, they're in chains. They made babies I'm going to say this. I believe the fallen angels were female. And I have reasons, but I'm not going to get into that. But anyway, like I was saying, they made children with the men of the earth. I believe some of them may be men, but I believe they're women. And that Axe commercial, you gotta understand. The media knows a lot of these things. They've hidden them away from the public knowledge. And then they'll give you little glimpses of it in their commercials and their movies, because they already know. So here it is. Basically, save people. Sometimes we have money problems. We have health problems. You know, those demons, like I said, they're about themselves. They think they're going to win. So when we have these problems, it's sometimes because of demonic deception. Like I said, the fallen ones use their evil spirits to cause trouble any way possible. Believers lose jobs, they lose spouses, they have stillbirth, they have children with developmental disabilities. We get sick. We practically get tormented by unbelievers on jobs. And a lot of that's because of demonic deception. What you don't understand about the demonic is they can come through your speech. So if you have a negative attitude, they can come. They're invited. They can come through our speech, they can come through our actions, and they can cause trouble. And sometimes they can come through other people who belong to them. So if you align yourself with people who belong to them, then they're going to be in your life. And they're in all of our lives because we have to work these jobs. That's why it's important that if you have a business idea, you need to pursue it. You need to control your work environment. The kingdom is within you. If you're saved, if you're not saved, you have the life within you, but you need to grow it. And we're going to get into that. That's why I'm moving along real quick. And if the kingdom is within you, nothing is impossible. Demons talk to us all the time. You can't do it. Your child will never be healed. You'll never find a job. You'll never find a husband or wife. Nobody wants you. You're ugly. Your grill is shot. I'm not trying to make, well, actually, in a way I am, but yeah, I'm just showing you how demons talk. This ain't how I talk, but this is how demons talk. You fat. No, let's talk about this fat thing. First of all, some people like people to have weight on them. Some people like people to have a lot of weight on them. See, the media tries to speak for everybody, but the media can't speak for everybody. Now, he talked a little bit about the kingdom. He was comparing it to things. He said, the kingdom is like a mustard seed. He said, it is smaller than all the other seeds, but when it is full grown, it is larger than the garden plant and becomes a tree. So he compared the kingdom to a seed that grows. And the kingdom does grow in you. Like I said, when you get saved, the whole kingdom is within you. It's within you. I believe when you die and your spirit comes out of the body, that spirit goes and becomes completely part of this kingdom. But while it's in the body, the kingdom is just within. Now, we can bring that kingdom out when we know how. Faith brings the kingdom out. Faith unlocks the doors to the heaven. Saved and unsaved. More so for the saved. What we have to understand, that the kingdom, he said, is like a mustard seed. It becomes a tree. It grows. You have to learn how to water what you have within. I have to learn how to water what I have within. Then he said again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. So he's saying the kingdom is like something that once you have it, you should be willing to give up everything. Some of y'all, you still got them boyfriends around. You still trying to hang with them old friends. They don't do nothing but bash the kingdom. And I want you to know, if this is you, if I'm talking to you, and you still trying to hang on to them, yeah, you might have grew up with them. I grew up with kids, with people too. And you try to hang on to people basically by rejecting what you have, then either the Most High is going to remove them, and don't be sad when he does. Don't be sad when they start acting funny towards you, because he knows that you can't bring, that's like bringing a thief that's going to steal everything out your house, in your house. That's what it's like. You're trying to bring people along to this kingdom that don't want this kingdom, that they belong to the other kingdom, the kingdom of dark. They gotta release themselves from the kingdom of darkness first. Not saying that you don't deal with them, not saying that you treat them bad, because you got to understand that they have a piece of them. Remember, and I'm going to Ezekiel or Ephesians chapter 4. I need to go to that because I only have 7 minutes left in this broadcast. So I want to just go to Ephesians chapter 4 before I continue with what I was saying. It says this: therefore, I, the prisoner of the Most High, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which